Hey, fam. It is Phoenix Kalita. We are in the wine cellar. Thank you for hanging out with me. Don't worry, I'm not going to do a whole long form episode on my own without my sidekick, aka my co-host, aka the guy who's actually my boss in the wine cellar. I'm just doing a little bit of international news. We will be recording a long form podcast this evening. It is Monday, I think. I have no sense of time at this point. It's some fucking day of the week. I don't fucking know. And we're recording tonight, so that'll probably be up tomorrow, which might be Tuesday. Assuming today is actually Monday. We'll find out. Alright, so, international news. As usual, this is the wine cellar, so all of the trigger warnings and awfulness and brace yourself for people just being total fucking assholes. Welcome to the wine cellar. All right, so I think I covered that the Arctic was on fire, and I think everybody knows that the Amazon is on fire, and of course, Southern California is on fire. Also, by the way, Greece is on fire, and according to Bloomberg, temperatures in June and July were the hottest ever charted globally, with parts of Siberia where fires are concentrated reaching 10 degrees Fahrenheit, reaching 10 degrees Fahrenheit above the 30-year average from 1981 to 2010. The resulting dry conditions fed fires that torched more than 17 million acres of Siberian wilderness. 17 million fucking acres, that's so much. In just 2 months. Since the beginning of the year, fires have consumed more than 13 million, an area larger than Greece. Russia has now declared a state of emergency in the, totally gonna get this name, Krasnoyarsk and it's on the fucking website, winecellarmedia.com. Regions covering an area larger than India, as well as parts of two others. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev ordered a raft of measures to revise how the country protects its forests. Meanwhile, blazes burning in the Amazon have put heat on environmental policies of President Bolsonaro, but Brazil is actually third in the world in wildfires over the last 48 hours, according to MODIS satellite data analyzed by the Weather Source. The Weather Source has recorded 6,902 fires in Angola in the last 48 hours, compared to 3,395 in the Democratic Republic of Congo and 2,127 in Brazil. That 6,902 fucking fires in one country. I can't. Shit, we're all gonna fucking die. This is not an uncommon phenomenon for Central Africa. According to NASA, which operates the Aqua satellite, over 67,000 fires were reported in a one-week period in June of last year, as farmers employed slash-and-burn agriculture to clear land for crops. By the way, I just want to point out for all the people who are like, there's only fires in Brazil because people won't go vegan and beef. And it's like, no, actually, capitalism is the problem. And it doesn't matter what people eat. Like, capitalists are going to exploit it and fucking ruin the environment for it. Keep in mind what I just said. To clear land for crops, not to clear land for livestock. 67,000 fires in a one-week period for crops. Not cows. So please shut the fuck up about this is your fault because you had a hamburger. No. This is a capitalism problem. This is a wealth hoarding problem. This is a lack of willingness to redistribute resources is what the fuck this is. All right. 67,000 last year as farmers employed slash and burn to agriculture, land for crops, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Over the last 48 hours, Zambia placed fourth on the list, while Brazil's neighbor in the Amazon, Bolivia, placed sixth. So basically, the whole world's on fire. That's cool. And I think we're coming up soon to hurricane season. It's going to be amazing. We're all going to die. But, you know, somebody's rich and, you know, Jeff Bezos and, you know, the other billionaires in the world need more money or something. And, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah. Everything's on fire. Woohoo! Amazing. Lovely. Wonderful. No? Maybe? Yeah. All right. What else have I got? All right. This one is actually maybe going to be good news. We don't know yet. But in Cremona, Italy, Silvia Colleoni. Oh, wow. It's not Corleone. It's Colleoni. had a syringe and was trembling as she injected liquid into a micropipette to facilitate the aspiration of sperm that had been removed and later frozen from one of the last living male northern white rhinos on Earth. Her nervousness was understandable. Whether the artificial fertilization of eggs taken from the last two living females succeeds could determine whether the species has a future or is deemed to end. It does create a little emotion, Colleoni said, reflecting in a phone interview the day after the fertilization procedures that could result in as many as 7 embryos. After it was over, I was calm, but it's a manual task, and any error, any slipping, if it falls, will result in irreparable damage. The Associated Press was granted exclusive access to the laboratory to film the procedure being carried out on Sunday. The eggs were removed last week in Kenya from the last two female northern rhinos, Najin and Fatu, where they were fertilized in the lab with frozen sperm from two now dead males. It will be about 10 days before it's known whether the eggs have become embryos. Wow. Why the fuck do we just let animals go extinct, though? Like, honestly, like, what the fuck? Wildlife experts and veterinarians are hoping the species can reproduce via a surrogate mother rhino, since neither Najin or Fatu can carry a pregnancy. On Tuesday, Colleoni predicted that there will be more tension, more emotion when she peers through the microscope to see if the fertilized eggs have started dividing. She recounted how, using joysticks, she guided the fertilization process. It takes so much concentration and a lot of attention. To facilitate access, an electronic impulse is also sent to the eggs. We expect some of them will develop into an embryo, said Cesare Galli, a founder of Aventia and an expert in animal cloning, after the procedures were carried out. The ultimate goal is to create a herd of at least 5 animals that can be returned to their natural habitat in Africa, but that could take decades. Aventia said that only 7 of 10 eggs extracted last week were suitable for use in the artificial insemination process on Sunday. Galli said that the sperm that was used came from 2 northern white bulls named Suni and Saut, who have been living in a zoo in the Czech Republic. The sperm of both now-dead males were used to enhance chances of reproductive success, especially since Suni is the half-sibling of Najin. In addition, Satu's sperm was difficult to work with, the company said. Like, I just want to know what makes dead rhinoceros sperm difficult to work with. Like, the fact it's a rhinoceros, the fact that it's from a dead animal, like, what does that even mean? What does that fucking mean? I don't know. Galli, a founder of the company, said to improve the chances of the species continuation, it is better to not to wait to get to the last two individuals before you use the technology. The last living male was a 45-year-old named Sudan who gained fame in 2017 with his listing as most eligible bachelor in the world on a Tinder dating app in a fundraising effort. Sudan was later euthanized after age-related complications. Galli said Sudan's sperm was still in Kenya, raising the possibility that future attempts to create more embryos, scientists might seek the transfer of Sudan's sperm for that purpose. Decades of poaching decimated the northern white rhino's numbers. Sudan was the last of his kind to be born in the wild, in the country he was named after. Other rhinos, the southern white rhino and the black rhino, are also prey for poachers who kill them for their horns to supply illegal markets in parts of Asia. The efforts to save the northern white rhino species has been led by the Leibniz Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research in Germany. Wow. I mean, you know, hopefully I can have an update in like a week and a half or so and say that we might possibly have some rhino embryos and the species may not go extinct, which would be kind of awesome. Except there might not be anywhere for them to live because everything's on fucking fire, but we're trying the best we can, right? Right. All right. My last story, because I'm going to make this short, because I got stuff to do, is I'm pretty sure a white-on-white crime, but it's also international, because I'm going to read this headline and tell me this ain't some white people shit. Like, fucking tell me. And this is in the UK, by the way. Man begs local perverts to stop molesting his shrubbery. Okay? I mean, I didn't see the perverts. They're not on camera, but can we just assume that this is a white-on-white crime story, because I feel like it fucking should be. I feel like it is. So, Keith Tyson has been carefully trimming the hedge outside his Georgian terraced home in the shape of a tastefully nude woman since 2005. However, the 84-year-old said he has been continually awakened in the early hours of the morning by, quote, lowlives trying to straddle his bush. I'm a fucking, I'm immature. I don't care. So low lives have been trying to straddle his bush named Gloria. I'm a very mature person. Mr. Tyson said he has to make regular repairs to the hedge and is now considering putting up a sign to address the issue. Three-dimensional metal designer Keith from Sheffield said, "You get drunks publicly undressed and having fun with her in the middle of the night." That's probably not what people from Sheffield sound like at all. Sorry, I don't care though. He continues and said, "I've been awakened many times, mainly by men and sometimes also by women, messing about with her and making hysterical noises. About 3 weeks ago, I looked out the window at 4:30 in the morning and there was a man acting like he was shagging her. It's offensive and appalling and damaging to her figure. Privets don't respond to being manipulated like that." What the fuck is a privet? He continues on, "It's changing the shape of her legs and thighs and it's annoying because I spent a lot of time trying to keep her in good order. I don't particularly want to spend more time doing it." All right. A divorced father of four, Keith said he decided to gift Gloria with some plastic mock pearls to give her, quote, a morale boost after her recent ordeals. You know it's a shrubbery and not a person, right? Like, you can't give shrubbery a morale boost with a fake pearl necklace. Anyways. He said there were two incidents in 1 week and I thought she looked a bit messed about. So I put the beads on to give her a morale boost. I always try to keep her going. Well, yeah, you're literally the only person who can keep her going because it's your fucking shrubbery, dude. Keith, who helped divine the Sheffield train station's impressive cutting-edge sculpture, has not reported the incidents to police for fear of reprisals. Yeah. So that's what's going on in the UK. People are trying to have sex with the shrubbery. I know that's got to be some white shit. Come on. Like, come on now. Anyways, I just wanted to end on a more amusing note because everything's kind of awful, you know? And sometimes you just need some lighthearted shit. So anyways, that's what I have for y'all. I am fucking out of here. This is probably going to be attached to the longer form episode. It might be a standalone. I don't know yet. But at any rate, just in case this is a standalone, remember you can hit us up on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund or paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. And please stay safe. Do something nice for yourself. Do something nice for someone else. And we're going to get through this shit. Okay? All right. I'm out of here, y'all. Maybe. If I can get the mouse to
play. Okay, you guys. Relax.
Relax,
okay?
Nigga.
Take a deep breath. Be fine. Don't worry.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Come here. Come here and stand over here.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Wash my sins away.
Y'all gonna have to do better than this. All right, you guys, take your cue from me.
This show
la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la
la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la la la
la la la
la la la
la la la
la la
la la la la la la la I've ever seen.
When Jesus
was. Jesus
was. But nigga, you came up on me off some front shit, nigga.
My Jesus was.
When Jesus
was. Wash my sins away.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
The last part.
Exactly.
He taught me how.
He taught me
how. To walk.
Taught me how to live.
If I had to guess, I'd say you jam one of these in the back of a white man's skull, twist the handle like so, and then your blood runs out through the hole here. Yep, that's what it's for.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. You may have known this shit as Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. You may have known it as the Black Podcast. I mean, it's still the Black Podcast. If you say
the Black Podcast, yeah.
Yeah. But you motherfuckers have heard every damn thing we have to say, and it's a lot of the same audience.
Yeah.
And shout out to the homie Loco that hit me up on Facebook and said, nigga, that podcast is cracking like a motherfucker. That's what they said verbatim.
It was a white person, wasn't it?
I couldn't tell by the profile picture.
Oh, okay.
And they're not on my friends list, so I couldn't see any other pictures.
Yeah.
But that's how they talk.
Yeah, I just tweeted that we went live, so I'm going to laugh if somebody tuned in who's not familiar with us at all. And it was like, it's odd they're playing stuff from Sister Act. Wait, what are all these things underneath it? Yeah, this is kind of what we do. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
This is what we do.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga.
I go. All right, let me go bring up the old YouTube Reno. Yes. And get the YouTube. What? They said UCam cannot connect to your webcam. Try selecting another capture. Why don't you select another capture? Capture these.
Really?
Huh.
Really?
What?
Uh-huh.
Really? It can't connect to the webcam?
What? Why?
Right? It's not like something else is on it.
Hmm.
Oh, excuse me. That is not hop skippity fresh. All right. But it's not, ma'am.
Really? Right. Hop skippity fresh?
What's going on? Did you have some neato stuff?
I don't know about neato necessarily, but I do have some stuff in general. Watch out for the cup on the floor. But I do have some stuff just in general because, you know, I make my news dump threads, right? Which I try to make them private because I don't think people want to get spammed with my news. But if you're on my Facebook friends list and you just want to see the news I come across, I can tag you in those. But yeah, apparently we could have better birth control, but the company who made it, like, wouldn't give in to big pharma demands. And so nobody carried it. That's kind of sad. Yeah. Oh, you like the hip and the hop?
All right. That's how the YouTube is starting. Hip and hop.
Hip and hop?
I mean,
you like,
it depends on what day it is, which one I like more, buddy.
Do you like Dungeons and Dragons?
Fuck shit. No, I'm not doing it.
Mr. Potato Head?
That was one of the ones we couldn't recover from the house burning down.
Do you like My Little Pony?
I played with those sometimes.
Do you like Dr. Dre?
Yeah, I've actually played with My Little Ponies while my Dr. Dre tape was playing.
Then this is the exact capitalistic corporate match in heaven that you need.
My Little Pony and Dr. Dre?
Hasbro, the gaming company.
Yeah, it would be some fucking bros.
For giving us Mr. Potato Head, My Little Pony, Power Rangers, and apparently they have a Dungeons and Dragons, like, conference event thing.
Hmm.
They have bought Death Row Records.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck, man? Bring on that climate change. I'm ready. I'm not having this. They bought Death Row fucking records?
Yes. Yes, Hasbro, the source of many hours of countless childhood joy, thanks to Mr. Potato Head, Monopoly, G.I. Joe, Transformers, My Little Pony, Power Rangers, and much more, announced Thursday it will join forces with Death Row Records, a label synonymous with West Coast gangster rap, hard R, thanks to artists like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac.
It's racist. It's fucking racist. It's not really, but I want to say it is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like Pauline Hanson now.
Yes. More precisely, Hasbro purchased Entertainment One, a multimedia company that owns the children's franchises Peppa Pig and PJ Masks. Mm-hmm. They also have a music division, which happens to be one of the biggest independent labels in the industry and took in more than $30 million in the fourth quarter of 2019. Back in 2013, E1 acquired the catalog of Death Row, which had declared bankruptcy in 2006. The cross-branding opportunities here basically write themselves, but there is no word on whether a Death Row Records-themed Monopoly game is forthcoming.
What?
Yep.
All right.
So the people who own My Little Pony now own Gin and Juice, I guess.
That's fucking ill. Like, if somebody make, like, some claymation music videos, like, claymation style.
Yeah.
Right? Like, use the actual... I remember that shit. Like, yeah, I don't remember what the fuck I did with the My Little... I think my thing with playing with toys was really just... I'd put them next to each other and make up conversations, and that was... That was pretty much the extent of my fucking plan.
I think that's mostly what kids do. Like, they pretend little scenarios and...
Yeah, it's like, oh... I can't even think of anything now. Jesus Christ. Like any examples. Like, I'm going to the store. Do you want some bread? And that's that.
Yeah.
Like, the most... What? Like, as far as, like, being physically hands-on and moving toys around...
Yeah.
I would take my Mega Blocks and act like one was a school bus... And it was, like, dropping the fucking kids off, which were other toys, at school.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking, I'd literally, like, go in another room and watch a movie or something. And be like, all right, school's over, and take the little fuckers back home. Like.
That's fun.
Took the time serious.
Yeah, no, I did that. I had a plane I did that with.
A plane?
Yeah. So I'd like.
Same game?
Yeah, I mean, not school, but, like, on vacation and stuff, you know?
On vacation. We have different class backgrounds.
I did not get to go on vacations at that point in my life. I was just trying to live out my fantasies through my toys, okay?
Speaking of fantasies throughout toys.
I would like to go to a beach. What the fuck?
We have a vibrating butt plug. That's pretty neat.
We forgot to bring it
in the studio.
No, it's not vibrating. It's weighted.
Weighted?
Yes.
That's right. We have a weighted butt plug because we're impatient. I think, right? I think that's what's going on.
No, it just means it has weights in it.
Okay, so like...
That's why it's so heavy.
Do you even lift, bro?
yeah, because apparently I am now a sex educator, and I attend sexual health conferences, and they hand out things like vibrators and butt plugs, and I have all the lube ever.
What, Tally Loco just stream commented and said, Hasbro, more like was bro, and then put is white and said Peppa Pig is kind of savage, though. It could work.
Peppa Pig is. I think I showed you that clip with the whistling. Where it's like a British show, and it's a cartoon, and she's like, I can't whistle, and I'm so upset about it. Mom, can I call my friend... something sheep girl, whatever, like a sheep, I don't know, they're all animals, a fucking sheep or something. And so she calls her friend and she's like, can you whistle? You just put your lips together and blow, and I can't do it. And her friend's like, I don't know, let me try, and like does it the first time, and Peppa just looks at the phone and just hangs up and walks away because her friend can whistle. Like, it was kind of
funny. I think you did have me watch that, I don't think we live together. I think you, sent me, okay. I think you sent me the link.
It was kind of fucking funny.
Yeah, talking to the microphone, William. I think you sent me the link. All right, I may have said I'm like Pauline Hanson.
Mm-hmm.
And, these Australian niggas, I'm at fucking work, you know, busting a 12, you know how it is, and Laura Loco out in Australia linked me up to Pauline Hanson. I want to say I've seen this individual before, but I can't remember. I'm work woozy.
We've covered them before because she's always doing just like random racist shit. Like,
it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
yes.
Like she got mad about some like ceremony, and they like the beginning of the ceremony was like they had Aboriginal people there, and she's like, why? You know, and then like I think one time, because she's in, like, Parliament, I think. One time she tried to get in, like, wearing, like, what is it? The niqab? Where it, like, covers your face or something? And was like, they wouldn't let her in. And she's like, I'm just saying, see, it's a bad idea. Like,
That was her.
Yeah, like, she's always just doing shit like that. So, we've covered her a few times with her fucking racist bullshit.
Okay.
If you're going to do drugs tonight, remember to buddy up and look after one another. Let me get you some condoms.
All right. So she's still racist.
Yeah.
And, folks can check out my Facebook, William J. Jackson. It's facebook.com/, Wine Cellar Podcast, I think it is. Yeah. Facebook.com/WineCellarPodcast. The William J. Jackson, my public account. And and I have the screenshots up of the Twitter where this Pauline Hanson put a tweet up and said, "A Twitter mob is trying to get me deplatformed. I think we can turn their hashtag into a force for good. Anti-white racism is often ignored because victims remain silent, but it is important the truth get out. Use hashtag wake up to racism to share your experiences of anti-white racism." And some white motherfucker named Elliot Zagman, which is kind of a dope name. I usually get annoyed with these, but Elliot Zagman said, "One time I angrily yelled at someone, 'Do you know who my father is?' And they didn't know." And he said, "One time the club didn't have any caddies available, and I had to fix my own divots." He also put, "One time too many taxis pulled over when I tried to hail one." Like, is this guy a stand-up comedian?
I don't know, maybe.
Because he was busting these joints so quick that, like, people couldn't even make sub-threads immediately enough to respond to him.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a few more, but I wanted to get to this, this audio. And it's not new. This is October 15th, 2018. This went up on the Guardian News on the YouTubes. And Pauline Hanson, nice young person.
I ask the general business notice of motion number 1092 standing in my name for today relating to anti-white racism be taken as a formal motion. Anyone who pays attention to the news also...
All right, so anti-white racism needs to be taken as a formal motion.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This podcast will get us taken the fuck out.
Spends any time on social media has to acknowledge that there has been a rise in anti-white racism and a rise in attacks on the very ideals of Western civilization. I would also hope the Senate does the right thing and acknowledges it is indeed okay to be white. Such a simple...
I like how she's saying this to a room that's like 95% white.
And also, she's not a good reader. She's reading like it's a chore, and she's doing that type of reading as if commas and periods
don't
exist.
You just go until you run out of breath, like regardless of where in the sentence it is. I'm not gonna lie, I'm actually looking up the hashtag right now.
Yeah, that shit used to bug me in elementary school. Like, and when the teacher would say, "Kids, try not to read like that," I'd be like, "Yes, someone had to say it. Good job, Mrs. Henning." I'd call you Judy, but we're being professional here.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember my elementary school teachers' names.
"Such a simple sentence should go without saying, but I suspect many members in this place would struggle to say it. People have a right to be proud of their cultural background, whether they are black, white, or brindle. If we cannot..."
Let's say brindle?
Brindle?
What the fuck is that?
I literally only know that from dog breeds. Is that what the fuck they say down there? Is that like the way they say colored? Is that like the way they say colored in South Africa?
Fucking brindle.
Oh my god.
Oh, because you're a fucking half breed.
Oh.
Maybe. Well, we're speculizing. That's how conversation radio goes. All right? Less tangent, more speculation. It's called responsible journalism, folks.
Fuck that.
347-857-3937.
"Agree on this. I think it's safe to say any white racism is well and truly rife in our society."
Relatively rife within our society. She sounded southern for a second, and then I realized when I pause YouTube, it slows down.
Hmm.
"I ask the general really rife in our society."
Oh, wow. Said it each. Wow.
Why you gotta laugh at niggas? What was that about? Why she gotta laugh at niggas? She's bringing up some serious shit and you laughing. And then one more, just a wee bit more of Pauline Hanson, brought to you by Laura Loca.
So apparently there's a book called Black, White, or Brindle, and it seems to be... Brindle is apparently either mixed race people or aboriginal people, but I still know it as a fur pattern on animals. So... You know,
Okay, so that woman that plays the undercover cop in Wentworth is Brindle.
But she passes for white.
Yeah, but she's listed as Aboriginal, like as
that's a Brindle color pattern.
So they're just saying you're some fucking dirty brown thing. Like, and we should put a red collar on your monk ass.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't. Ew.
Just a wee bitty boo.
To Parliament, I stood on the grounds of equality for all Australians. Equality. Regardless of race, colour, creed. My first husband was actually Polish. He was a migrant.
All right, so not white.
Polish?
Not white.
Polish?
Not white. They're Polish.
Okay.
Sometimes I call them pogers with the hard R. Get that poger away from my daughter. I'm mm-hmm. not trying to have brindles.
Out here looking like fucking Cashmere Pulaski and shit.
Oh, shit.
After the Second World War, who came to Australia for a new life with his mother. I've had involvement with people of all different cultural backgrounds. The manager of my shop.
It's funny to me that she butchered that sentence so hard because that was like the inclusivity sentence. I've worked with people of many backgrounds. Like, she can't even, like, she's lying on herself. Like, she's Freudian slipping herself. Like, she can't even do it.
Also, what the fuck is she even talking about? Does she even introduce bills, or does she just get up and say racist shit?
She gets up and whines and is a racist.
Like, man, I got a microphone and I'm gonna say some racist shit now. I'm gonna put on my good no lips.
Damn.
My fish and chip shop was also a refugee from Laos. And I had the highest regard for her, and we worked very well together. I had properties that I actually rented out to an Aboriginal lady and her...
Wow!
Oh, my God! But I let someone pay me to live on my land, and they weren't white.
My land in Australia, where clearly my bloodline is
now,
from.
Now, peep, and it wasn't an Aboriginal, too. So you let an Aboriginal person rent your land in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's Britton Gadsden also in the archive chat space asking a Brindled. Yes, sir.
Brindle. Yeah.
Brindled. And said, and Taylor Swift is mixed. Well, with white and pale face? What?
I don't know. White, American, and European or something? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that is a mix. Like American is different.
It is very different.
American is the woman's is womanlier and the man's is masculinity-er.
Yes.
With the hard R. That's a fact.
I'm just going to read one because it's my favorite one. Even though 98% of music theater roles are for white people, they wouldn't cast me in The Lion King. Hashtag wake up to racism.
Rudeness.
Absolutely.
And taking a moment. Wait a second. Is Britton Gadsden Lance Felice?
No.
Okay.
That is Theo.
Different. Okay, that's right. Yeah, just hitting folks up.
Who, by the way,
what up?
Theo sent me some pictures. His daughter's first day of school, and it was adorable. She's so cute.
She have a briefcase?
No.
Why
she
not?
Was a small child. She had a backpack. Weirdo.
Yeah, briefcase.
Did you bring a briefcase to school?
Shit, yeah.
Nigga, no the fuck you did not.
Nah, I didn't. But you put me on the spot. And I'm a man. So I just gotta run with it. Yeah, Lawns for Less. Holding it down. People holding down the wine cellar. Making sure that we can pay a bill here and there.
Yes.
Maybe even get your hands on a taco. A taco.
A taco.
Jesse Sage, Premi Maborshi, Philip Alban, Eileen Chow, Emmeline Chavez. My bad. Camille Chavez. I said, what the fuck? I can't say niggas' names. Alexandria Aaron's web fiction, and then it cuts off.
Right?
Like, this is obviously a content creator.
Right? Like, I would like to know more.
Yeah, Alexandria with the, rainbow hair pattern
mm-hmm.
and hat and glasses, okay, like Janie Briggs, movie reference. Hit us up. Let us boost your content, nigga. Aaron Coe, Benjamin, Zeus's.
That's fun.
Two of them. Timothy. Oh, and that's all two pages. We don't get a lot of reach, folks. This is not a very large outlet.
This is not a very large. This is literally, quite literally, the definition of independent media. That's what we do.
And just checking there. Bing-a-ding-bing-doon-doo-ba-doon-bing. All right, nothing there. Nothing continued or further.
Yes.
In the archive chat space.
Yes.
And we should let folks know that there is stuff and things. Right?
Stuff and things?
Stuff that Phoenix Collider be like, man, these are very important stuff. Like, stuff that you put up there, Phoenix police officers required to document every time they pull a gun on someone. They're not going to do that shit.
They're not, but, you know.
They wrote it down.
They wrote it down.
Michigan High School spends $48 million, millions and millions, to create safe spaces in the event of mass shooting. I want to know if anyone involved in that decision has ever made fun of the concept of a safe space.
I would like to know if anyone who was involved in that decision has ever actually been in a mass shooting.
Oh, well, you don't know. You don't know.
I like how you started to try and you just knew it wasn't going to work. Because what? This is what? The school board? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, shit didn't really start popping until Columbine for the most part.
Yeah, and even then it was a big gap.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, I just want to know.
And apparently there's something called DoorDash. I'm sure it's probably similar to
Uber Eats, basically.
All right.
Yeah, where they just deliver you food.
And see, and this is why this is why I tip cash.
Right.
Like, I don't fucking tip through the applications. I always fucking tip the motherfucker cash. Mm-hmm. And I tell them too, like, because I know the company's gonna dig in your fucking pocket.
Right.
You know, so always fucking cash straight in the motherfucker's pocket. Ugh.
Yeah, I think what was interesting about the DoorDash thing is that it came out like a month ago that they were taking workers' tips, and they're like, oh yeah, we're going to fix it, and obviously, nothing's happened.
We're going to fix it. We, as a corporation, will not steal.
The free market provides.
And Britton Gadsden said, y'all motherfuckers seen the Kindergarten thing from Who Is America? Kindergarten?
What?
No, we have not. I have not. And Phoenix Collider said what? And picked up her smart device. And the Nordic model results in migrant sex workers being deported. Let's take a little glancy poo with that.
I just did that on the Swapcast.
You just did that on Swapcast?
Yes.
Well, and you mark-ass niggas can go listen to Swapcast.
Yes.
All right. Swopcast. You search it. I have it in iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And the straight link is on SoundCloud.com.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
The Kindergarten thing was that Sacha Baron Cohen thing where he was, teaching kids. Because, you know, he was, like, trying to con... He was a practical joke thing where he basically went to a bunch of right-wingers and was like, we should teach kids about guns. Let's make a gun safety program for kindergartners. And, of course, they were like, that sounds like freedom. You know.
Oh, fuck. And it was like some prankster?
Yeah, that's the guy. He was in like the Borat movie and...
Oh, that's that fucking guy.
Yeah.
I don't know much about this cat. I know that I saw an advertisement many, many moons ago. Many. Like, I was in my 20s. I think I had hair. And fucking... It was something called Ali G...
Mm-hmm.
And what, to my eye, looked like a white dude basically dressed in Southern black rapper blackface of the time. And I was like, this is the tackiest looking shit ever. I will not watch this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that same cat.
Is it Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I don't really know his material too much. I think I'm familiar with the Borat. I know that there's something about, there was a joke that I saw a clip of where they were talking about guns and, like, real big guns, and they were like, man, is that even legal? And they're like, it is in Texas. And I was like, that's pretty funny right there.
Yeah, oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm actually looking this bit. So apparently he thought that like it wasn't going to go anywhere because he didn't think anyone would go along with it. And then they started going along with him. And he was like, what the fuck? And apparently this is a quote from it. A three-year-old cannot defend itself from an assault rifle by throwing a Hello Kitty pencil case. Okay.
Nigga, what?
In less than a month, a first grader can become a first grenader.
What?
Yeah.
Say it again?
In a month, a first grader can become a first grenader.
Whoa, that's something that one of the patrons said?
Yeah. It's something we should think about, America, about putting guns in hands of law-abiding citizens, good guys, whether they be teachers or whether they actually be talented children or highly trained preschoolers.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. It was Trent Lott. Trent Lott said that last one.
Wait, I think maybe I have heard of this. I don't think I watched it, though.
Right.
I think I heard of it.
Oh,
yeah, because now you said the name Trent Lott.
Yeah.
And that.
And they had Joe Walsh was the one about the first grenader.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
that really?
Was the guy who's running for president, by the way. Hey. Against Donald Trump. He's just trying to get child support money. You know, he always behind on his child support.
Yeah, I remember I covered a fucking grisly story of a white man that actually fucking murdered his baby to get out of child support.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Ooh. Dead up.
Oh, speaking of murdered children, I found a story that we'll have to cover at some point about a dad or a stepdad who killed his daughter, but he appears to be white and she appears to be black.
Oh, that's one of those ones, yeah, like... We have to do it because niggas like Tariq Nasheed are already after it.
Right.
And you know what it is. It's about bed-winching family.
Right. So, yeah, we got to cover that one at some point.
Yeah.
I don't have it queued up right now. So not right now, but just
but,
it's there.
Not now, buddy chief.
Yes.
All right. You have something queued up.
Oh, what? I have everything queued up. What would you like to cover?
Oh, no. I thought, Miss Ma'am.
What?
347-857-3937. If you want to help Phoenix.
What? If you want to help Phoenix? What?
Phoenix doesn't know what she's doing.
What?
Lost little Negroes. These are the facts.
What is going on?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I thought we were conversating. I didn't know I was doing news stories. Goddamn.
Oh, no. We can hit them. Yeah. When it starts to fade.
When it starts
we're
to
figuring
fade.
It out. We're figuring
oh,
it
okay.
out.
Oh, okay. A North Carolina police officer was fired for using the Billy Graham rule.
Oh, man, what the fuck is that?
That's that Mike Pence shit where you can't be alone in a room with a woman who's not your wife because you might have sex with her even though she has not consented to have sex with you.
Man, what the fuck? We need to do an episode called Why Are Men? That's been in my head where we literally just fucking Google why are men so, why are men into... Why do men think about, right? And just see mm-hmm. what the suggested results are and have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, so Manuel Torres, 51, worked as a deputy for the Lee County Sheriff for 5 years when his boss asked him to train a female deputy in July of 2017. Torres requested a religious accommodation, saying he holds strong and sincere religious beliefs that the Holy Bible prohibits him as a married man from being alone for an extended periods of time with a female who is not his wife.
Extended is fucking arbitrary.
Yeah. Torres, a Baptist who serves at the deacon at his local church, said in his lawsuit, because he's suing about this, that training his colleague would leave the appearance of sinful conduct. The complaint alleges after Torres made his accommodation request, the sergeant alternately granted and denied him, and that his superiors expressed anger over his religious beliefs. 2 months later, on September 11th, Torres was fired. His claim months later that the Lee County Sheriff's Office provided false and negative referrals to prospective employers by two different police departments following his dismissal. In one instance, Torres said a prospective employer rescinded their offer after speaking to the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
And of course, you know, they're doing the whole, like, so, you know, it doesn't give the appearance of being sinful. But of course, one that completely negates consent of the woman by assuming she's just gonna fuck you because you exist. And two, this is like that, like, fucking handmade Gilead shit. We can't let women work with us. Like, this is really just a way to keep women out of the workforce. Like, honestly.
Right, you don't even have to call it handmade shit. They were patriarchal before that fictional tale.
Ugh.
which, man, that show is slow-paced as fuck. Like, editors, get on it. Chop some of these fucking scenes.
Yeah.
Like, I try. It's gonna. That's gonna be the hardest program to catch up with.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because I like my programs. I like entertainment, all right? I read the news. I don't read books. I read the news and I watch my shows.
Yeah, you watch way more shows than I do. I don't really... Yeah, I don't
you
have
watch
much.
Beat Bobby Flay.
I do watch Beat Bobby Flay. Yeah. It's an amazing show. Sorry. Not sorry.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
All right.
Yes. I also watched Wentworth and watched the whole fucking season yesterday, so I had my little binge.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
It's healthy.
All right. Vera had the baby.
Vera had a baby girl. With fucking that. Ferguson was in the last 5 seconds.
Yeah, the Ferg. Ferg face.
The fuck.
Clarissa explains it all.
Yes.
Let me see the archive chat space here. Britain Loco also pointed out that Joe Walsh was fucking with the motherfuckers. Tally Loco said, oh no, nigga. This grade K gun training means the precious babies would have to take time from their paid labor, raising funds for their classmates' lunch debts, mom's cancer, and accessibility. Hmm. And notice, I never did it, but I wanted to fucking juxtapose the two headlines of when some like young black boy raised the money, or not, saved his allowance and paid off lunch debt, and the school took it.
Yeah.
But when, like, some millionaire billionaire did it, they rejected it.
Yeah.
Well, motherfuckers, fuck you. Mm-hmm.
And there was someone who was, like, a local business owner who owned, like, a pizza place or something who was like, I'll give you, like, whatever, like, 5% of all my profits for a month. And they were like, no.
Yeah, like, it's all about punishing.
Yep.
Those who deserve it.
Yep.
And Lisa Locals in the archive chat space calling people the B word. Filth and foul.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that? Scene chopper equals rap name and editing game. What's that?
I don't know.
I'm not smart enough to understand it immediately.
I don't know.
That's what you signed up for, folks. Right? Somebody just... Yeah, like the person that hit me up said, this is like my favorite podcast where a nigga says, I don't know all the time.
Yeah, but that's in between saying, you know, flippin', flabbin', hop, skippity, fresh, and whatnot.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Hard-hitting journalism. I mean, how hard can it be to be a journalist these days?
What's that motherfucker, Brian Williams?
Yeah, Brian Williams.
Yeah. Brian Williams,
fucking
Keith Olbermann.
Jake Tapper, fucking, he's defending that Andy guy who's, like, works with Quillette, who... His job is to collaborate with fucking Nazis.
What the fuck is this?
So, okay. Which is weird because Andy's Asian.
Well, yeah.
But, no, he works for the outlet Quillette. He's an editor there. And he basically just, like, hangs out with, like, Proud Boys and white supremacists. And now there's, like, this video footage of him, like, literally being in their crowd when they're discussing, like, jumping people. Like, if you go down a block, there's a bar and, you know, we can get them and beat the shit out of them and blah, blah, blah. And so he literally just sits around, like, hearing Proud Boys talk about how they're going to incite violence, and most of it's in Portland. And then when shit goes down and Antifa starts, you know, fighting the Proud Boys, he films, like edited clips of being like, look what Antifa did to these patriots.
Oh, you fucking boot-licking piece of shit.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know, I'm going to find out which of you fucking leftist white people did that to me, that literally every fucking day I call somebody a bootlicker. I don't know which of you ANCAP, ANCOM, whatever the fuck you motherfuckers
are. Oh, no, ANCAP, no.
I don't know what these shits are.
Oh, ANCAP is anarcho-capitalism, which is basically more extreme libertarianism.
That's what the guy that
yes.
debated Sam Cedar was. He called himself an anarcho-capitalist.
Yeah, that's an ANCAP. They can't sit
okay,
with us.
They're not good.
They
Who are the people that have me saying bootlicker?
Probably just generic anarchists, anarcho-communists, possibly some socialists, and possibly communists.
Fucking communists. I knew
fucking
it.
Fucking communists.
All right, we need to reopen the fucking House of Anti-American Activities. committee.
Yes.
Let's take a look over here. Lisa Loco said, Jake Rapper equals journalist equals I am qualified to do anything I want in perpetuity.
Yes.
And
pretty much.
She didn't mean to say rapper. You know, I'm rolling with rapper.
Really?
I'm going with that.
I'm pretty sure he can't rap.
So he's not Jake the Rapper?
No, he's not.
Jess Loco said, they claim they couldn't take her money for the lunch fees because they couldn't single out individual kids for help or some shite.
Yep.
And Britain Loco said anarcho-capitalism is a contradiction within itself.
Yep.
Oh, well, tell me how that works. I'm not very smart.
Oh, because the whole point of anarchism is not having a state, you know, like no government at all. Just everybody, you know, get together. But they're very stuck on the whole capitalism thing. So they want the markets. But in order to have the markets, you have to have like some kind of state, like, you know, to government to control them and to like, you know, dictate like what kind of money are we using? You know, who are we selling to? How do we get it there? You know, just basic ass regulations.
No.
So it's like you can't. Yes.
You don't need the government for that.
Really?
They just figure it out themselves.
Really?
Yeah, like basically what they'll do is they'll remove the government and then they'll say, okay, we got this large group of guys. We're all anarcho-capitalists, you know,
yeah.
No government.
Yeah.
The man's boot is off our
mm-hmm.
neck.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm pretty much the best at this capitalism thing.
Yeah.
So I should be ahead of it. But then the other one pops up and says, maybe I should be ahead of it.
Uh-huh.
And then they say, well, what if we actually pick like 10 of us?
Mm-hmm.
So actually everybody write down whose name should be on it on a piece of paper and then submit it. And then we'll have this person off to the side count them. And then those 10 people will be ahead of it. See, so no government. See how that works?
That sounds like no government to me.
There you are. Anarcho-capitalism, buddy. That's why people tune into the Wine Cellar for a good, proper mansplaining.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like no type of government. But yeah, that was because you're talking about the what is $2 more than no dollars guy. That's the guy you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, that's literally anarcho-capitalism in a nutshell. And it's just, which I think we've talked about on the show. But yeah, Sam Cedar was interviewing someone who was like, there shouldn't be a minimum wage. That's not fair to employers. Then went on this whole tangent about like, you know, just because there's no living wage doesn't mean you make anything. I mean, making $2 an hour is better than making no dollars an hour, isn't it? And Sam Cedar's like, but what if we pay them $7 an hour or whatever it was? And he's like, but no, that's not fair because two is still better than zero. And I was just like, oh, man.
I just remembered his name is Walter Block. And he's actually a fucking economics professor. Yeah, I don't remember the university. Actually, you know what? I've actually never memorized which university. So it's not like a new forget. But yeah, Walter Block versus Sam Cedar. And they did it twice.
Yeah.
And they were fucking hilarious both times. Because he's just bugged out. Like, he says that you should be able to discriminate because people discriminate with their sexuality.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a gay cis man, he didn't say the cis part. But, like, you discriminate against women sexually, so you should be able to discriminate in the market.
Because that's how discrimination works.
That's right. It is. Hey, people's genitals are no different than a shopping mall.
Damn.
All right. Let's just say the, you know, say the thing.
I really thought you were going to say a train station. It just would have.
Train station?
Would have fit the...
And it goes through the tunnel. I don't know. We have a weighted butt plug.
We do have a weighted butt plug.
It's neat. I'm gonna fucking, like, come holiday time, kind of hang it over the door.
Instead of, like, a mistletoe, just hang up the butt plug.
It looks like a missile.
Yeah, I also have peach lube and strawberry lube.
Peach lube? Is it edible? Can we use it like Mio? Kind of mix it in your drink?
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, don't do that.
I mean, I guess you can, but...
That's why you can't leave men alone. We don't have good ideas.
Supervised men. Yeah, because it's not... it's more like a jelly than like a straight liquid. I don't know how you're gonna mix it.
But with the fucking magic bullet blender. Paid a whole 30 dadgum dollars for that thing down at the Big Lots.
I hope you all heard like the double entendre sex joke in there.
What? There was?
There is a sex toy literally called a magic bullet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A bullet vibrator, yeah.
Maybe the next, you know what? The next person that wants to do like a mass shooting, tell them you should order a bunch of magic bullets. They can't get away from those.
Why the fuck do people listen to this show?
Let me see.
What?
Let me see. Lisa Loco said anarcho-communism FTW though. That's for the win.
Yes.
Yes. And Britain Loco said anarchy means no hierarchy. Oh, that the A is without in the archy. Okay, yeah, that's all right. I like words. All right, root words and prefixes and whatnot. It says, but capitalism inherently creates a hierarchy. Yep. That's not true. Uh-huh. Because the thing is, if we scrap all this government shit and start over, everybody can and will work exactly the same, and everyone will earn their due. And the few people that work a little more overtime can buy a few more cool things.
With what, like, what kind of currency?
Money.
What kind of money?
Oh, fat stacks, son.
Where does it come from?
From working. Come on.
Oh, love
and caps. Come
and
on.
Caps. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one of those groups I left because it was weird. It was Ann Coms versus Ann Caps.
Oh my god, that sounds terrible.
And it just, every thread would just turn into, and you guys are racist. No, you're the real racist. And I was just like, this is goofball. I just wanted to see white people argue about stuff. Whatever. Oh, this is my 9/16 wrench, folks. Sometimes you need that. What are you looking at, Chief?
And there's a Twitter account called ANCAP Quotes.
ANCAP, oh, like verbatims?
Yeah.
I like when people have the screenshots without the name blurred out.
I love that, but I guess you can get in trouble for not blurring out the name, and it makes me sad.
That's why we have our own website, nigga. We will fucking unblur your fucking shit. We will. Did that say the new forget? How the fuck did you forgot? I mean forget. Tally Loco said, I had to reload the joint.
Oh, they quote Glenn Greenwald, though.
Glenn Greenwald is like a... He's one of those left libertarians, which makes you have to rethink the word libertarian.
Yeah. Terrorist noun. One, someone my government tells me is a terrorist. Two, someone my president decides to kill.
Oh, like definition of terrorist.
Yes. Right. Yeah, these are not actually ANCAP quotes. That makes me sad.
Ooh, the, what the... Britain local... Oh, hold on, there's a... couple of joints. Tally Loco said, add, people's genitals are no different than a shopping mall, which is why you should up your plug weight, nigga. Up your plug weight.
They do have heavier plugs than the one we have.
Yeah, sometimes you need a heavier plug.
You do.
To stop drainage?
Stop, wait, what?
I'm not very wise.
It's because people want something in their ass? That's the whole reason.
All right. They probably do a little cleaning out there first, though.
Oh, yeah. You gotta, you know.
Oh, shit. I have an air compressor. Maybe that could be a new... Oh, my God.
No. No. No, you do not use air...
That would redefine blow it out your ass.
You do not use an air compressor for an enema, William.
Folks, I have an air compressor and three air guns.
I just had to say that fucking sense. You cannot use an air compressor for an enema.
I'm about to have customers lined up around the block.
You're not.
Yeah, watch.
Okay.
Watch. I got some WD-40. We're going to fix you right up and then plug you.
You can't put WD-40 in people's asses.
If they consent.
No.
And if they're paying me. Who doesn't want that? Smooth ass.
smooth. That is not how any of it works.
Everyone wants a smooth ass.
Oh my God. That's not how it works.
Jesus. Britain Loco said we listen because this shit is hilarious. It is not. And Tally Loco said, I'm sick of y'all. My asexuality has tuned out. And Lisa Loco said, did you get that 9/16th wrench during your day-long field trip to Menards?
Which one? There have been several.
Yeah. I think this one's from Home Depot. And I have a socket wrench, too. Well, you know socket wrench sets. You get, you have multiple sizes. But yeah, just in case you need ratcheting. And also in case you need to reach in. Because, like, this is not going to give you a lot of reach. This is really for, like, basic machine work. Like, not this. I don't use this for, like, disassembling and reassembling. This is just for tightening, loosening, move something, modify real fast. Get in, get out. Bing, bang, blam. See? And how can you get in, get out? With some WD-40.
You cannot put WD-40 in people's anuses, nor can you use an air gun for an enema. That's not how it works.
You can't tell people what they can't consent to.
You can spend a day at Menards or Home Depot finding things that will involve sex, but air guns and WD-40 are not among them.
Yeah, you can look at my toolboxes. I got all kind of shit that people are down with. The funky stuff.
No.
Some people like to get tied up. You ever get tied up industrial style with Teflon tape? Got a gang of Teflon tape my job gave to me.
Number one, your job did not give that to you. Two, bondage tape is made for human skin.
So it's Teflon tape.
It is not.
Really? Then why do people use Teflon to be safe? Oh, Teflon saves you. So magic bullets and Teflon tape. That's what they should have gave to that damn school.
Vibrators and machine tape.
Yeah. Yeah, make the pep rally a little more interesting.
It would. It would. Just make sure everybody did an enema first and not with WD-40.
And Lisa Loco said, William, but WD-40 enemas, though. Yes. That's the thing. Yeah, see, that's... I've watched a lot of, like, clips and full shows of Republicans and right-wingers in general... And I learned, you just keep saying that bullshit over and over again.
No, it's not a thing. Anyways.
You have a whole, like, 50% of a nation that thinks climate change is bullshit, or it's not man-made, it's just part of the natural progression. Yeah? All right, let's close out with this. All right, let's wrap up this Wine Cellar Conversation Radio. I think folks might dig the new style. This is a white-on-white crime.
It has to be. Like, I did not confirm the identities of everyone involved, but niggas ain't doing that shit. That's some white people shit.
So, Keith Tyson is a botanist of sorts.
Of sorts.
And has been carefully trimming the hedge outside his Georgian terrace home into the shape of a tastefully nude woman since 2005. I remember that. Being like fucking like 8 years old and realizing that tasteful nudes were like full books of just fucking some... person that just took pictures of naked folks.
Yeah.
And like, I can see boobies in the library and can't nobody say nothing. Holy fuck, really? He's 84?
Yes.
And fuck it, I guess it's what he's always wanted to do. Like, he watched Edward Scissorhands. How many times did he watch Edward Scissorhands?
Just imagine having like two screens, like porn on one and Edward Scissorhands on the other.
These is where the ideas come from. And then he was like, and after that, I'm going to get some WD-40. So the 84-year-old, he says that he has continually been awakened in the early hours of the morning by lowlifes trying to straddle his bush. Oh, no, you can't. They could have worded that better. That wasn't in the quote, so that was just the journalist. Come on, man. All right. He's awakened by lowlifes trying to straddle his bush, which he had named Glorier. We're talking about the shrubbery, folks.
We are talking about the shrubbery.
Mr. Tyson said he has to make regular repairs to the hedge and is now considering putting up a sign to address the issue. Don't do it. The three-dimensional metal designer Keith from Sheffield said, quote, "You get drunks publicly undressed and having fun with her in the middle of the night." Oh, here it continues saying, "I've been awakened many times, mainly by men and sometimes also by women messing around with her and making a lot of hysterical noises. About 3 weeks ago, I looked out of the window at about 4:30 in the morning and there was a man acting like he was shagging her." Oh, this is that Georgia that's like somewhere else, isn't it?
It's British.
Yeah, because they use the term shagging.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing, he says, "It's offensive and appalling and it's damaging to her figure." There you go. For you femmes, cis women. Even fake women made out of shrubbery are going to be fucking body shamed. Fuck it. Eat the donut. I'll buy you another one. Matter of fact, Dunkin' Donuts is about to have the pumpkin donuts. We know it's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I get you a dust.
Fallon put a pumpkin spice hot dog in my timeline.
All right. Because she doesn't like you. That's light skin on light skin crime, far as I'm concerned. Ain't y'all both got indigenous blood? I think the tribes are going to war, nigga. It's going down. Fucking. Continuing. Said it's damaging her figure. Perverts don't respond well to being manipulated like that. Privets. I don't know that word.
I don't know. Something leaves or something. I don't fucking know.
Continuing. This motherfucker just talked for a while. Said, it's changing the shape of her legs and thighs. And listen to this. Femmes, folks, cis women. This is a fake woman made out of shrubbery. And he is pissed off that she doesn't have the perfect body. That's the story behind the story.
Yeah.
Fucking, quote, "It's changing the shape of her legs and thighs and is annoying because I spend a lot of time trying to keep her in good order. I don't particularly want to spend any more time doing it." End quote. The divorced, not surprised there, father of four, Keith said he decided to gift Gloria with some plastic mock pearl beads to give her a morale boost. A morale boost, which is like how happy your employee is. He sees a fake woman made out of shrubbery as someone that works for him.
Honestly, yes, because there's like, because I put this on WineCellarMedia.com, but I cut a bunch out of the original story because it was really gross and I didn't think we could make it funny. Where basically it's like, yeah, named her after a sex worker I used to know. And I was like, I'm just going to exclude all of that. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Might do the whole fucking story next time.
Maybe.
So some plastic mock pearl beads. Couldn't get the real shit. He said, quote, quote, "There were two incidents in 1 week, and I thought she looked a bit messed about, so I put the beads on her to give her a morale boost. I'll always try and keep her going." Keith, who helped to design Sheffield Train Stoughton's impressive cutting-edge sculpture, has not reported the incidents to the police for fear of reprisals.
Oh, Justin in the comments said that privets are a type of shrub.
Ah, like a, I want to say the word breed, but I think that's wrong. Breed.
Oh, species.
Species, there you go. All right, so folks, that's your takeaway. All right, this is an educational program. Privets are a species of shrubbery.
Yes.
Let's take a look at the archive chat space, see what the fuck we missed out on before we get the heck darn out of here. Tally Loco said, get him, Keith. Oh,
did
fuck, there's 44 comments
say
now.
Hot shrub summer. Tally. Tally, stop it.
It's a type of shrub. He just mad she getting all that action. Said hot. Oh, you gonna deal.
Hot shrub summer. Wow, well.
It needs to is be showing me all the comments and not just a few of them.
I don't know that.
Yep. That was fun, right?
That was fun. That it's was... fun to do things live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Fuck it. Just Virgo, don't do it live.
That was a great fucking clip.
Let's see. It's hard to... I don't want to miss these ones. Can't hear WW over Puerto Rico.
Yes. Because I might be speaking in Puerto Rico next year at a harm reduction conference. And this is after a white woman tried to get me kicked out of activism. So sorry, I cannot hear the angry white woman over Puerto Rico.
Ah.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Tally Loco said, capture these podcasts. Oh, these things are not timed. So I think
yeah, they're like
the...
really random order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Facebook.
Said, William is going to have people looking like, what does that say?
Where?
Violet
Beauregard. Oh.
What, that character's name was Beauregard?
Yeah, the blueberry girl.
Oh, fuck, that's a racist-ass name.
Yeah, the blueberry girl from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yep. And it's no joke, I really do have an air compressor. And I'm gonna fucking, the next time I have a couple days off work, and I think Labor Day is coming up, I want to request to the supervisor, can I get Sunday off so that it's 2 days in a row?
Mm.
And then I want to take this thing in the basement and fucking... just show the cobwebs what the deal is.
Yeah?
Yeah. Knock the fucking cobwebs down. Put up some fucking sticky traps I picked up. Because we're working on the basement. Because we pay for... I want to use all the space that we pay to rent.
Yes.
So, and we've been getting this CBD flower. And it's basically... We're basically adults pretending to smoke reefer is what that is.
Yeah.
And we have a grand old time. All right, so that'll be that. There is patreon.com/winecellarmediafund where we put shit up early that we think should go up early. And then it does go to the socialized feed eventually. And there's always paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. You know, shit's good. Without those things, I'd get a second gig. Yeah. All right, folks, please be as safe as possible wherever the fuck you are. Do do do. Oh man, I have to reach all the way over there to stop the face booze live.
I can over where?
Oh, there.
Oh, rude.
Yeah, that's it's all rude. The way over there. Ugh. Jesus Christ. Ugh. Who wants that? And Blog Talk Radio. Oh wait, let me stop the podcast audio.
Yeah, probably should.
Bang.